authentic wealth of wisdom, or on the importance of interconnectedness of knowledge. There is nothing to be gained and everything to be lost by forcing students to pretend to learn. Real education starts with the students' own curiosities and allows them to select their own path forward. Dividing education into lofty subjects irrelevant to the student and threatening them with punishment will prevent real education from taking root and blooming. A human mind demands strong connections between much smaller and detailed topics. Science popularizers, not teachers or textbooks or the school board, have gathered the largest collection of interesting and captivating facts. The connections and unique paths the students will forge will form a unique body of authentic, precious, and functional knowledge. For example, a student may learn physics or biology through computer programming and abstract simulation. They may master mathematics by building ever more beautiful electronic or computer-based art installations. If such a brilliant mind is simply pushed into physics, biology, or mathematics, they will be pushed away from an authentic education. Under the threat of punishment, such as being held back or sent back or graded down or a low GPA or being laughed at or bullied or thought of as stupid, in context of today's education, the only choice the student has is to pretend to learn as not to ruin their future. Tricking an inexperienced young person into tolerating bullies or thinking that their mind is not as good as the minds of others comes at a great price. Spending years pretending to learn by memorizing, creating worthless mnemonics, or learning to cram, or even using drugs to temporarily enhance memory during the test or mitigate the incredible stress and dread that fake education causes will severely limit a perfectly capable and brilliant mind, convincing the student that they are just not good enough and the path forward is impossible. What we have today are not schools. We have factories where teachers force brilliant minds into giving up. Students who stand up for the broken system because every once in a while they do experience some sliver of real education should now understand that in a real school, real education is a constant, unbroken chain of such beautiful experiences. Just a handful is just more fraud, a low effort justification that never connects to anything else. Only self-driven education can create that unbroken chain of intricately and deeply connected knowledge. And only deeply connected knowledge can serve as a stepping stone to the next plateau of knowledge. Each student must rise to their own height. It is only from those sunlit mountain peaks that the new generations can make their greatest, longest-lasting, most meaningful, and positive contributions to our kind. Finally, the closest the younger students can get to authentic education today is searching the library for meaningful non-fiction narrated books, and then taking those books to the great adventure trails, or hiking and camping, where their minds can recover from the threats that schools pose today, and begin comprehending those books as our new adventurers read and reread them. The books held in high esteem by all the world's intellectuals contain more than just brilliant knowledge. They also contain the class and greatness of their authors, which the students cannot help but to inherit along with the knowledge that is owed to them. There is a vast intellectual inheritance awaiting every student at the library, and no number of ineffective education diplomas will ever compare to an authentic wealth of wisdom. Real education is not just about career or success. Almost all of it is about class, wisdom, and greatness out in real life, where our body of knowledge and resulting decision-making matters the most.